You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
You're listening to the Stable Management Podcast, where we discuss the barn management topics that you're passionate about.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Stable Management Podcast. Our goal is to bring you a real-world look into the parts of horse farm management that you love or hate most, such as stall bedding, farm equipment, and pasture maintenance. During each bi-monthly episode, we'll be joined by an expert guest who shares their experiences with and perspectives on an important stable management topic.
Do you enjoy the Stable Management Podcast? Want to learn even more about horse healthcare? Get your management and industry questions answered at Ask the Horse Live, a free audio event available exclusively from thehorse.com. Each Ask the Horse Live episode focuses on a specific equine healthcare topic chosen by our editors. We gather leading veterinarians, researchers, and industry experts to tackle your toughest questions. You can also hear on-demand episodes of Ask the Horse on thehorse.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm your host, Haley Peffer, and my guest today is Dr. Juliet Getty of Getty Equine Nutrition. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It is my sincere pleasure, Haley. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to jump right into our topic. And for those of us who don't like cold weather, it's an unfortunate topic that we need to discuss. Yes. And that is feeding horses during the winter, making sure they're hydrating themselves properly during the winter. So could we just start off by talking about, you know, we all know that horses tend to drink less once the temperatures drop, as do humans usually. But what's actually happening there, and how worried should horse owners and barn managers be about this?
Well, barn managers should definitely be aware of this situation, because while it is easily managed, if you don't pay attention to it, it can lead to devastating consequences. So in the cold weather, horses experience a natural reduction in their thirst drive. There's a couple of reasons for this. The first of all is that they just simply do not like ice cold water. They prefer lukewarm water, so they just don't drink it because it's not as palatable to them. But the second reason is more physiological. In their bodies and their brains, they produce a hormone called antidiuretic hormone, or ADH. And during the cold weather, this ADH secretion diminishes. When it does that, it causes the horse to urinate more. And the result is a decrease in the sodium content of the blood. And so they are just not as thirsty. Their need to dilute the blood is not as critical. And so they become less thirsty. And the result of that is colic, typically impaction colic, which we can talk more about later. But impaction colic is the main cause of colic during the winter time and can be quite dangerous and even deadly.
So clearly it's really important that we're paying attention to how much our horses are drinking during the winter. And what are some practical tested ways to encourage horses to keep drinking even when they maybe don't really want to?
Well, some real practical tested ways, barn tested ways over the years to encourage water drinking would be, first of all, to offer warm water. So the water should ideally be between 45 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit. And to achieve this, you need to provide either a heated water bucket or an external heater that you place inside a water trough. And that can make all the difference in the world. And these heated buckets and troughs come in all kinds of sizes. I always found that the 16-gallon was a really nice size. I only had to fill it twice a day, morning and night. And typically you'll see water buckets in 5-gallon sizes, which you usually have to have more of them and feed or fill them more often. So the larger ones are wonderful. And then even the big 55-gallon troughs can be managed by putting an external heater inside the bucket or the trough with a thermostat. The other thing besides offering warm water is to make sure that the horse has enough salt every day. Now, when I say salt, I mean plain table salt that you can add to the feed, or you can provide salt rocks like a Redmond rock or a Himalayan rock, or just a plain white salt block. But regardless of the choice you use, all full-sized horses require 2 tablespoons, that's 1 ounce of salt per day, regardless of the season. So all summer and all winter long, they need that much salt. Now, more can be added if they're working and they perspire, but we want to add salt to their feed if they're not licking the rocks sufficiently. I typically like to add 1 tablespoon per meal. So if you're feeding twice a day, add 1 tablespoon of salt each time. If you add both tablespoons at once, some horses will reject that because it's too salty. So kind of keep that in mind. But never, never add salt to their water supply. The water that they drink should be clean and pure with no salt in it. And then if the horse is reluctant to drink, you could consider making it more appealing by flavoring it, so to speak, perhaps throwing in a few hay cubes or a splash of unsweetened apple juice. That might help with reluctant drinkers, but always ensure that the bucket and troughs are clean, because algae is not just a problem in the summer. Algae growth can take place in the winter time. So run your hand across the inside of the water trough and bucket and make sure it is not slimy. If it is, clean it out, because horses will not drink as much if the trough is dirty.
Yeah, that's a really important reminder. I think a lot of us maybe don't want to be outside as long in the cold, and we try to shortcut our barn chores, but we can't forget about cleaning those water buckets and troughs.
Yeah, for sure.
So during this time of year, what's the best way for barn staff to spot early signs of dehydration in the horses?
This is such an important question, Haley, because, you know, it's cold outside, and we don't, some people, responsible horse managers will check on the horses several times a day. But because it's cold and inconvenient, sometimes it could go, you know, more than a day. And this is, can be potentially dangerous. So the first thing for spotting early dehydration is to make sure that their manure is normal. So if they're not getting enough water, the manure will be drier, and the balls, the manure balls, will be firmer. And that's an early sign that they're not getting enough water. Then you can lift their lip and see if their gums are sticky. If the saliva is sticky, then they're not getting enough water to moisten their mouth sufficiently. And while you're there in their mouth, you can press on the gum and check their capillary refill time. This should be about a second and a half. If it's longer than 2 seconds for the gum to regain its color, then that can indicate dehydration. It can also be indicative of more serious problems like, you know, poor circulation or even shock. So, but in terms of dehydration, watch for how long it takes for the gum to return back to a normal color. And then watch their behavior. Horses who are not getting enough water can become lethargic, and they may be reluctant to eat hay, because hay, of course, is very dry, and chewing it increases the need for saliva production, and they don't produce as much saliva when they're dehydrated, so they're less likely to want to eat. Water should always be close by the way, when they're eating their hay, so that they get sufficient water while they're eating. And finally, look at their urine. If it's a darker color, that's a red flag. If they don't urinate as much, that's also a red flag. So barn managers really need to look for subtle changes so that anything that looks wrong or off. So a daily observation, preferably more than once a day, is truly important.
So you talked a little bit about soaking feeds. Can you tell us how the type of hay or feeding a soaked feed, maybe like peat pulp or soaked hay cubes, or even just adding water to their normal feed, could help keep horses hydrated during the wintertime?
Sure. This is a nice tool. Now, keep in mind that horses need a source of forage, typically hay in the winter, 24/7. It should be available to them to keep their digestive tract healthy. Now, without that, then they will develop typically ulcers and stress-related disorders. But horses also eat a significantly more amount of hay during the winter to keep their bodies warm, because that helps produce more body heat. So you want them to have access to hay. Now, on top of that, as you suggested, they can also have something moistened, something soaked. Like you could take hay pellets. They can be grass hay pellets like Timothy or Teff, or alfalfa pellets, depending on what the horse's need. But you could soak those. You could also soak hay cubes. They don't absorb water quite as well as pellets do, but you can also do that. Beet pulp is a really, really nice way. If your horse can handle the extra calories, you can give them soaked beet pulp. It absorbs water like a sponge and is really a great way to add additional water. sometimes people like to give bran mashes. You know, a warm bran mash, I think, is comforting, but I do need to caution about that. There's two kinds of bran that is typically fed, rice bran or wheat bran. Do not feed wheat bran. Wheat bran is very irritating to the digestive tract, can lead to loose manure, even diarrhea. So stay away from that. Now, rice bran is high in fat. So not all horses can have the extra calories. It also contains more starch, and that might be inappropriate for a horse with metabolic conditions such as insulin resistance or equine Cushing's disease. So rice bran may not be appropriate there. But if the horse can tolerate the extra calories of rice bran, you can give a mash, but you have to give it every day. I have seen way too many cases of colic when a horse gets a bran mash, you know, once a week or once every few days. And that's dangerous because the microbiome, the bacterial population in the hindgut, has to have a consistent diet every day. And if you change it abruptly, that can lead to trouble. So if you want to give a rice bran mash, do it on a daily basis. That's the best way to make sure that they're healthy. And stay away from the irritating ones. But these things, beet pulp, soaked pellets and cubes, and rice bran mashes are wonderful ways to provide extra water, again, in addition to having a source of hay available at all times.
I'm really glad you mentioned that about the mashes and being consistent with them, because I think that's something that we hear all the time from our readers, is that they don't quite understand how to incorporate those properly. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Good. I'm glad that helped. That's helpful.
So let's talk a little bit about electrolytes. You mentioned salt briefly. I know some people like to add electrolytes to encourage water intake during the winter. And is this effective? And is there a time when it could backfire, maybe?
It's really not a good idea. Electrolytes serve only one purpose. Electrolyte supplements are designed to replace perspiration losses. So they're really only meant for horses that are working. So if during the winter your horse is working and working up a sweat, you can add an electrolyte supplement once a day, but in addition to salt. So in other words, they have to have 2 tablespoons of salt as a minimum per day. You continue to do that. And then if the horse is perspiring, then you can add an electrolyte supplement, and only either as a top dressing to their meal or add it to a small amount of water. So you could add an electrolyte supplement to a couple of gallons of water and encourage them to drink that. But their main water supply should never, never have electrolytes added to it. That's really very important. And I think it's a mistake that horse owners make too often.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that I hear a lot from people at the barn, is that they might add electrolytes during the winter.
And you got to watch the electrolytes that you give. Many of them have a lot of sugar in it, and that's not appropriate for horses anyway. So when using an electrolyte, choose a really high quality one that's properly balanced. But the minerals that are in electrolyte supplements do not duplicate plain salt, plain sodium chloride. So they are not interchangeable. You have to have salt all the time and then added electrolytes if needed.
I think we could probably do a whole podcast episode on choosing high quality supplements.
Sure.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about ice management. I know you said that horses don't really like to drink cold water.
Right.
But for those of us who will get chunks of ice or solid buckets after a long night, what are your go-to solutions for keeping these buckets and troughs from freezing?
Well, first, let's talk about those people that have access to electricity. To keep them warm enough, as I mentioned earlier, you want to make sure that they're heated and in a shelter area, so that snow is not falling inside them, so that there are heated buckets or trough heaters with a thermostat. But I do want to say that if at all possible, consider investing in a professional electrician to provide an electrical outlet. So unless you're out in the country in a field where there's no electricity at all, if you're near a building that has electricity, it may be feasible to obtain electricity, and it's an investment in your horses that is highly worthwhile. And if you do use electricity, certainly make sure that the cords are rated for outdoor use. And that they are in good condition, not at all frayed. But then we should talk about if there's no power. Would you like to do that?
Yes, absolutely. Because I actually have a situation where 2 of my horses live where we don't have power out in the barn.
Yeah. And that's a real concern and a very difficult thing to manage, especially if it's consistently below freezing for weeks on end. Well, the thing that you'll need to anticipate is not getting a good night's sleep. you are going to have to anticipate getting up in the middle of the night, maybe more than once, because the water can freeze very, very rapidly. So there were 2 basically low-tech methods for keeping your horse's water available during freezing conditions. One is to agitate the water, and the other is to insulate the water so it doesn't freeze as well as it would be. But to agitate the water, we want to typically use a large ball of some kind, you know, like a basketball. And make sure you wash it really well, because the residual smell and chemicals that they put on them can interfere with the horse's desire to drink. So a clean, large ball will make it harder for a solid sheet of ice to form. And now there'll still be ice, but it'll be thinner and weaker around where the ball is. So the horse can maybe break it with his nuzzle or muzzle, or he could put a hoof into it. That's a possibility, though that might be unsafe. But it does reduce the thickness of the ice. Let's just put it that way. It's good to know that a plastic water trough takes longer. The water takes longer to freeze in plastic than in metal, which makes sense because metal is a better conductor of temperature. And I have clients that take black rubber buckets, small ones, and put them in a variety of places in the sunlight. And that sometimes reduces the level of freezing because black absorbs heat. And then you have to go out there several times a day and add warm water. That's why you're not going to get much sleep. I had one client who did a really nifty thing. She would bury her water trough inside the dirt. She'd dig a deep hole and put the water trough inside the hole. And that provided some geothermal insulation. And it worked pretty well. So those are some tips if you absolutely have no access to electricity.
I like the idea of digging a hole to put your trough in. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked pretty well. Of course, if it goes down to, minus 20, then I don't know if anything's going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. So unfortunately, we're already coming to the end of our time, but I have one more question for you. If you had to give barn managers one key takeaway for keeping horses safely hydrated this winter, what would it be?
Well, I would let them know that adequate hydration is critical for intestinal motility and reducing the risk of impaction colic, because water is required for digestion to take place. And without enough, there will not be enough water to digest the hay in the inside the stomach and in the small intestine. And that can lead to not only dehydration, but to colic. And the level of saliva production will diminish. The horses will not be able to chew the hay efficiently and swallow it when it's not chewed properly. And so this is what barn managers need to be so critically aware of. So consistent water intake is the most important colic prevention tool that we have in winter, right alongside enough forage. And so it's best to find a way to heat your water if at all possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been awesome.
I'm so glad to do that. I hope that it was helpful.
Definitely. I know it was for me, and I'm sure it was for our listeners as well. Thank you all for listening today. Please remember to like this podcast, subscribe, leave a review, and recommend the Stable Management Podcast to a friend.